Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio on the GCN Saber Radio Network. I'm Dave Sussman here at the top of hour number two. We're going to be going back to Salt Lake City, where we have Kamala Harris running for vice president against Vice President Pence. They are now talking about abortion, and they just talked about the Supreme Court during the break. If you didn't hear, you know, Vice President Pence, he needs to bring up and talk about how Kamala Harris participated in an absolute smear operation against Justice Kavanaugh, and how much she was responsible for all of that. But let's go back to Salt Lake City now, where they are talking about Roe v. Wade being overturned.
And here's the thing. The contrast couldn't be more clear. They're trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Joe Biden is saying, let's expand coverage. Let's give you a choice of a public option or private coverage. Let's bring down premiums.
Thank you, Senator
Let's
Harris.
Lower Medicare eligibility to 60.
Thank you, Senator.
That's true
Harris.
Leadership.
You know, you mentioned earlier, Vice President Pence, that the president was committed to maintaining protections for people with pre-existing conditions. But you do have this court case that you are supporting, your administration supporting, that would strike down the Affordable Care Act. The president says, President Trump says that he's going to protect people with pre-existing conditions, but he has not explained how he would do that. And that was one of the toughest nuts to crack when they were passing the Affordable Care Act. So tell us specifically, how would your administration protect Americans with pre-existing conditions have access to affordable insurance if the Affordable Care Act is struck down?
Well, thank you, Susan. But let me just say, addressing your very first question, I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to a president who stands without apology for the sanctity of human life. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. And this is another one of those cases where there's such a dramatic contrast. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris support taxpayer funding of abortion all the way up to the moment of birth. Mm-hmm. Late-term abortion. They want to increase funding to Planned Parenthood of America. Now, for our part, I would never presume how Judge Amy Coney Barrett would rule on the Supreme Court of the United States, but we'll continue to stand strong for the right to life. When you speak about the Supreme Court, though, I think the American people really deserve an answer, Senator Harris. Are you and Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed?
Here we go.
I mean, there have been 29 vacancies on the Supreme Court during presidential election years, from George Washington to Barack Obama. Presidents have nominated in all 29 cases. But your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of, if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
This is Vice President speaking. I'm speaking. Okay. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election. And it was 27 days before the election.
First answer here.
And a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States.
Oh, that smile.
And then
that smarm.
Person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Thank you, Senator Harris.
People, Susan, are voting right now. They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination.
Let's talk about packing.
You once
Come
again
on,
gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
I'm trying to answer you
the
now.
American people deserve a straight answer. And if you haven't figured it out yet, the straight answer is they are going to pack the Supreme Court if they somehow win this election. Men and women, I got to tell you, people across this country, if you cherish our Supreme Court, if you cherish the separation of powers, you need to reject the Biden-Harris ticket. Come November the 3rd, reelect President Donald Trump, and we'll stand by that separation of powers in a 9-seat Supreme Court.
Yeah, let's talk about packing the court then. Let's talk about the fact. Yeah, I'm about to. So the Trump-Pence administration has been, because I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Susan, as you mentioned, and I've witnessed the appointments for lifetime appointments to the federal courts, district courts, courts of appeal. People who are purely ideological, people who have been reviewed by legal professional organizations and found to have been not competent, are substandard. And do you know that of the 50 people who President Trump appointed to the Court of Appeals for lifetime appointments,
okay,
not one is black?
30 seconds before we go in here.
This is what they've been doing. You want to talk about packing a court? Let's have that discussion.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Let's go on and talk about
it. Let me just say this right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going into another commercial break. Now we know why the Joe Biden campaign has been hiding Kamala Harris from taking questions from the press or town halls or anything else. She is dead weight. She had a rehearsed answer. You know they were rehearsing with Pete Buttigieg exactly how to answer. Will you be packing the court? She, just like Joe Biden, was so inauthentic and smarmy. That smile. Holy cow. That is absolutely an insult to every man and woman. How dare you patronize the American people and give us this fraudulent, rehearsed answer that you had to look at your notes and give us some BS about Abraham Lincoln? Lady, you're dead weight for Biden, and the Democrats should be pleased that you're only in one debate. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Hey, Sussman, back here in the chair. We're going to go straight back to it right now, where we've got a fly sitting on Vice President's head, and Kamala Harris is about to lie about white supremacy and Donald Trump.
And this is a part of a pattern of Donald Trump's. He called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He instituted as his first act a Muslim ban. He, on the issue of Charlottesville, where people were peacefully protesting the need for racial justice, where a young woman was killed, and on the other side there were neo-Nazis carrying tiki torches, shouting racial epithets, anti-Semitic slurs, and Donald Trump, when asked about it, said, there were fine people on both sides. This is who we have as the President of the United States, and America, you deserve better Joe Biden will be a president who brings our country together.
Senator Harris.
And recognizes the beauty in our diversity and the fact that we all have so much more in common than what separates us.
Vice President Pence, let me give you a minute to respond.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that very much. You know, I think this is one of the things that makes people dislike the media so much in this country, Susan, is that you selectively edit, just like Senator Harris did, comments that President Trump and I and others on our side of the aisle make. I mean, Senator Harris conveniently omitted, after the president made comments about people on either side of the debate over monuments, he condemned the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists, and has done so repeatedly. You're concerned that he doesn't condemn neo-Nazis. President Trump has Jewish grandchildren. His daughter and son-in-law are Jewish. This is a president who respects and cherishes all of the American people. But you talk about having personally prosecuted. I'm glad you brought up your record, Senator.
Thank you.
I really need to make this point. When you were DA in San Francisco, when you left office, African Americans were 19 times more likely to be prosecuted for minor drug offenses than whites and Hispanics. When you were Attorney General of California,
you increased
the disproportionate incarceration of blacks in California. Yeah. You did nothing on criminal justice reform in California. You didn't lift a finger to pass the First Step Act on Capitol Hill. I mean, the reality is your record speaks for itself.
Vice
President Trump and I have fought for criminal justice reform.
Thank you, Vice President.
We fought for educational choice and opportunities for African Americans.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it for 4 months.
Thank you. You know, there is no more important issue than the final issue that we're going to talk about tonight, and that is the issue of the election itself.
He attacked my record. I would like an opportunity to respond.
Let me give you 30 seconds because we're running out of time.
I appreciate that. First of all, having served as the Attorney General of the state of California, the work that I did is a model of what our nation needs to do, and we will be able to do under a Joe Biden presidency. Our agenda includes what this administration has failed to do. It will be about not only instituting a ban on chokeholds and carotid holes.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
I would like to go through.
These are points that you made earlier in the hour, and I want to talk about the election itself before we have to.
But I want to talk about the connection between what Joe and I will do and my record, which includes I was the first statewide officer to institute a requirement that my agents would wear body cameras and keep them on full time. We were the first to initiate a requirement that there would be a training for law enforcement on implicit bias because, yes, Joe Biden and I recognize that implicit bias does exist, Mr. Vice President, contrary to what you may believe. We did the work of instituting reforms that were about investing in reentry. This is the work that we have done and the work we will do going forward. And, again, I will not be lectured by the Vice President on our record of what we have done in terms of law enforcement and keeping our communities safe and a commitment to reforming the criminal justice system of America.
Thank you, Senator Harris. And I'd like to pose I'd like you to respond first to the question on our final topic, the election itself. President Trump has several times refused to commit himself to a peaceful transfer of power after the election. If your ticket wins and President Trump refuses to accept a peaceful transfer of power, what steps would you and Vice President Biden then take? What would happen next? You have 2 minutes.
So I'll tell you, Joe and I are, I think, particularly proud of the coalition that we've built around our campaign. We probably have one of the broadest coalitions of folks that you've ever seen in a presidential race. Of course, we have the support of Democrats, but also independents and Republicans. In fact, 7 members of President George W. Bush's cabinet are supporting our ticket. We have the support of Colin Powell, Cindy McCain, John Kasich, over 500
all the never Trumpers.
Generals, retired generals and former national security experts and advisors are supporting our campaign. And I believe they are doing that because they know that Joe Biden has a deep, deep-seated commitment to fight for our democracy and to fight for the integrity of our democracy and to bring integrity back to the White House. And so we believe in the American people. We believe in our democracy. And here's what I'd like to say to everybody.
And we've got 2 minutes.
Vote. Please vote. Vote early. Come up with a plan to vote. Go to IWillVote.com. You can also go to JoeBiden.com. We have it within our power in these next 27 days to make the decision about what will be the course of our country for the next 4 years. And it is within our power, and if we use our vote and we use our voice, we will win. And we will not let anyone subvert our democracy with what Donald Trump has been doing, as he did on the debate stage last week, when again in front of 70 million people, he openly attempted to suppress the vote. Joe Biden, on the other hand, on that same debate stage, because clearly Donald Trump doesn't think he can run on a record because it's a failed record, Joe Biden on that stage said, hey, just please vote. So I'll repeat what Joe said. Please vote.
Thank you, Senator. Vice President Pence, President Trump has several times refused to commit himself to a peaceful transfer of power after the election. If Vice President Biden is declared the winner and President Trump refuses to accept a peaceful transfer of power, what would be your role and responsibility as vice president?
This
what would you
question.
Personally
right, let me come out of
do?
This.
You have 2 minutes.
Sorry, that's just an insane, insane question, Susan Page. You know, it's, again, projecting the fears of the far, far left. You know, we're gonna come back after the commercial break here a minute, but this was, by all measures, an absolute stunning win for Vice President Pence. He methodically pulled her apart. She looked smarmy. She lied. She falsely claimed Trump called coronavirus a hoax. He ripped her for undermining the COVID-19 vaccine. Joe Biden did oppose Trump's travel bans on China. There's so much more. We're gonna pull it all apart and put it back together. And if you want to get into the show tonight, give us a phone call because we're going to be talking 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debates from Utah. VP Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris. When asked how a Biden presidency would have handled COVID, Senator Harris thinks better than President Trump.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. And here are the facts. 210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers.
Vice President Pence says the numbers would have been way worse had a Democrat been in office rather than President Donald Trump. He says the numbers proved our president is capable of leading us to a better society, a healthier society. You are listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And welcome back here. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. And thanks for joining us. And the first hour and a half tonight, we were going through the debate. We're going to play the last couple of closing statements here by Vice President Pence and Kamala Harris. We're going to replay that for you. If you didn't hear it and you were sticking through the commercial, let's go back to it now.
When I watch the news, all I see is arguing between Democrats and Republicans. When I watch the news, all I see is citizen fighting against citizen. When I watch the news, all I see are two candidates from opposing parties trying to tear each other down. If our leaders can't get along, how are the citizens supposed to get along? And then she added, your examples could make all the difference to bring us together, end quote. So to each of you in turn, I'd like you to take 1 minute and respond to Breckland. Vice President Pence, you have 1 minute.
Breckland, it's a wonderful question. And let me just commend you for taking an interest in public life. I started following the news when I was very young. And in America, we believe in a free and open exchange of debate. And we celebrate that. And it's how we've created literally the freest and most prosperous nation in the history of the world. But I would tell you that don't assume that what you're seeing on your local news networks is synonymous with the American people. You know, I look at the relationship between Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late justice who we just lost from the Supreme Court, and the late Justice Antonin Scalia. They were on polar opposites on the Supreme Court of the United States. One very liberal, one very conservative. But what's been learned since her passing was the two of them and their families were the very closest of friends. I mean, here in America, we can disagree. We can debate vigorously, as Senator Harris and I have on this stage tonight. But when the debate is over, we come together as Americans. And that's what people do in big cities and small towns all across this country. So I just want to encourage you, Breckland. I want to tell you that we're going to work every day to have government as good as our people. And the American people each and every day love a good debate. We love a good argument. But we always come together and are always there for one another.
Thank you.
In times of need. And we've especially learned that.
Thank you,
through the
Mr. Vice
difficulties
President.
Of this year.
Senator Harris, what would you say to Breckland?
First of all, I love hearing from our young leaders. And when I hear her words, when I hear your words, Breckland, I know our future is bright because it is that perspective on who we are and who we should be. that is a sign of leadership and is something we should all aspire to be. And that, you know, that brings me to Joe. Joe Biden, one of the reasons that Joe decided to run for president is after Charlottesville, which we talked about earlier. It so troubled him and upset him, like it did all of us, that there was that kind of hate and division. What propelled Joe to run for president was to see that over the course of the last 4 years, what Breckland described has been happening. Joe has a long-standing reputation of working across the aisle and working in a bipartisan way. And that's what he's going to do as president. Joe Biden has a history of lifting people up and fighting for their dignity. I mean, you have to know Joe's story to know that Joe has known pain, he has known suffering, and he has known love. And so, Breckland, when you think about the future, I do believe the future is bright. And it will be because of your leadership, and it will be because we fight for each person's voice through their vote, and we get engaged in this election because you have the ability through your work and through eventually your vote.
Thank you,
to determine the future of our country and what its leadership looks like.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator Harris. Thank you.
Well, guys, we made it. We made it. We made it through the debate. And I'm just going to say this off the top of my head. I think this was a much, much better debate than last week's. And I know a lot of people will argue with me. I took some incoming for Whiskey Politics where I had a lot of issues with last week's debate. I thought Vice President Pence knocked it out of the park tonight. And, you know, listen, the thing is with Kamala Harris, she is one of the most inauthentic politicians there are today. I called Biden-Harris back in 2019, in June of 2019, because I knew how the Democrats think. They were looking at her for two reasons. One, plumbing, and two, race. This is how they think. They are, in essence, sexists and racists. You may disagree with me. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE and let me know why you disagree with me on that. But the fact is that she is one of the... You have to remember something about Kamala Harris. She didn't make it to January of 2020. She was in the primaries, and she was beaten by almost everybody else on that dais. Almost everybody. Even the kooky one. What was her name? What was the woman's name? Marianne Williamson. Thanks, Cody. Marianne Williamson beat Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris did not get one delegate. And so the issue being here is this. Who do you trust? God forbid, the President of the United States is no longer able to be president for whatever reason. Mike Pence or Kamala Harris? That's the bottom line here. And I cannot trust this woman. She is inauthentic. She is a weather vane. In other words, she will point with whatever direction the wind blows. Now, I'm telling you right now, turn off the television, turn off the cable news, and let's talk about this. Put your voice into the mix here. We are on 73 stations across the Salem Radio Network. You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, because I want to hear what real people are thinking. I do know one thing. Two things. I know a few things. All right? And that is this. That the response that I would predict is that people saw Vice President Pence tonight talking to the country, talking to moderates. President Trump last week was talking to the base. That was my problem. In a general election, you need to get people that may not like you personally, President Trump, but like your policies and are scared to death of the policies of the AOC plus three squad. Okay? Let's jump in here. Who would he have a call from?
Ed Washington says he disagrees.
Ed Washington disagrees with me. Come on in, Ed. How are you, my friend?
Well, yeah, I don't totally disagree exactly, but I disagree with the Democrat vice president nominee. I agree with everything that you said, but I don't think anything that's coming out of her mouth she believes in, if it has any kind of positivity in regards to the American people. I think that she's just saying what she has to say. It all sounds good, but it'll be just like the history with the other Democrats. They say one thing, but once they get in, they do just the opposite.
Well, what she's basically been saying, Ed, is that she does want to raise your taxes, that she does want to implement the new Green Deal. Do you believe that?
Of course. But I'm talking about, she's saying that, I understand that, to support the party, the new party's position. But anything that has to do with any kind of positivity in regards to these glorifications of these plans that will financially ruin this country, not to mention the fact of ruin our society, is anything else she has to do to support those policies that's positive. I don't think that she's just saying it just for as a possibility of how glorious it's going to change our country.
How do you think Vice President Pence did tonight?
I thought he did really well. The thing of it is, he's so calm, collected, yeah, and focused, that it's almost a stun compared to the listening of the quick talking rant and raving of those that are talking tonight.
Gotcha.
It's just that he is a good person as a vice president because he's calm, cool, collected, and decisive. He's exactly what our country needs.
Ed, we're heading into a commercial. Thanks for the call from Washington. Hope you're doing well up there. Folks, if you want to join the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let us know what you thought of the VP debate. We're going to be back here after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for you and for Joe tonight. It is always a pleasure being here. What did you think of that debate? Holy cow. I'm just going to say and repeat what I said in that last segment, that I thought that it was a much better debate than last week. I think Kamala Harris showed herself and her true colors to be exactly who she is, a fraud, a phony, condescending, smirky, and smarmy. And I'm going to tell you right now, this will not land well for moderate voters across the country. The blue states, the media, they've already determined that she won. We already know this. But I'm telling you right now, swing state voters, this was not a good night for the Biden-Harris-Harris-Biden campaign. You know, one of the things I really like about Vice President Pence is he is the exact opposite of Trump. In that he is methodical, he is concise, he is thoughtful. I mean, for example, Let's talk about the fact is, and by the way, you can give us a phone call. Let us know what you think at 855-REAL-JOE. It's 855-732-5563. You'll go out across Real Side on the Salem Radio Network. We're on 73 stations. So let your opinions be heard tonight, folks, because that's what we're going to be doing, just chatting over the next 70 minutes here at Real Side Radio. So give us a phone call. Again, 855-732-5563. But President Pence absolutely dismantled and demolished both Biden and Harris on the non-answer of packing the court. You know, Kamala Harris, she was ready. She smirked. She knew that she had the rehearsed answer because I think Pete Buttigieg was her debate partner. He was pretending to be Vice President Pence. And she was ready to refuse to answer the question. She went on some anecdote about, President Lincoln, I thought it was. And Pence came back on it. He would not let her in any way pretend to answer with a non-answer. And she just giggled, she smirked, she was smarmy, she diverted. It was really uncomfortable watching her. And again, Pence continues to come back again and again and again. It was absolutely brutal for if you were a Democrat tonight. And, you know, the fact is that by them not answering the question now, not once, but twice, and maybe even thrice, because they've been asked about it in between the debates, the idea of packing the court is really, it's a simple reason why they're not answering this question. We know why they're not answering this question. Because if Vice President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were to answer the question, they could only answer the question if you ask them specifically, who is it that is going to be on your list of Supreme Court nominees and are you going to be packing the court? They will have to really ride a very fragile rail in the Democrat Party. What is that rail? Well, are they going to, in a sense, give what the far left, which controls the party, what they would want with activist, far left, progressive judges? Because that's what the power in the Democrat Party want. That's where the power is right now. So they're going to come up with a whole bunch of folks that are going to sound exactly like they went to the AOC school of judging. And the far left are going to love it. But the problem is that America isn't a far left country. And they will lose the presidential election because they have to placate the far left. But on the other hand, if they answer the question and they put up moderate judges, if they put up non-extremist AOC type judges, because they know that the voting public is, let's call them center. In some places, they're center right, and some places, they're center left. If they are going to go for the electoral vote, which is what a president and a vice presidential candidate need to do, guess what's going to happen? The far left are not going to come out and vote for them. This is a conundrum. If you are Biden-Harris campaign manager, you're going to tell your candidates to do exactly what they're doing. And that is essentially just doing the shuffle. Not answering the question that America wants to know. What judicial nominees, if you were in office right now, Vice President Biden, Kamala Harris, who would be replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Doesn't America have a right to know? I'm old enough to remember in the campaign of 2016 that President Trump, candidate Trump back then, businessman, private person Trump, didn't have 47 years of experience in politics before he came on board. He was asked that very question. And you know what he did? He stood up and he rattled off a long list of judges. He took a look at the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society. And he went through and he gave us the Gorsuches. He gave us the Kavanaughs. He gave us the Amy Coney Barretts. So conservatives like myself, who quite frankly were very uncomfortable with candidate Trump, very abrasive, said some things that quite frankly I didn't think in a million years would let him win the election. I wrote articles on this. You can go back in time. But I voted for him with my fingers crossed behind my back because, A, I thought, you know what? Let's give this guy a chance. He's made a lot of promises, and if he actually goes and achieves those promises, even half of them, he's going to be a heck of a lot more conservative than any recent conservative president, George W. Bush. And B, he wasn't her. So we're looking at a situation right now where you've got this one party, one of the two major parties that wants to replace President Trump, who are doing a shuffle. They're doing a song and a dance, being enabled by the mainstream media to not have to answer the question. You know, this reminds me of Breakfast Club. Remember when Judd Nelson screamed at Molly Ringwald regarding whether or not she was still a virgin? Just answer the question, Claire! I know, I'm aging myself. Everybody knows Breakfast Club. You know Breakfast Club. Kind of, sort of. Oh, you need to spend a weekend watching John Hughes movies. 16 Candles, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But my point being is that answer the question should be a hashtag. Why won't they answer the question? Because there is a losing proposition either way for the Democrat candidate and his VP nominee. So we must stay on track to make sure that the media finally starts to ask the hard questions. Of course they won't. Of course they won't, because it doesn't serve their narrative. You know, 93-95% of the mainstream media are lock, stock, and barrel behind replacing President Trump with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or in other words, a Harris-Biden administration. So they won't ask that question. But Pence tonight absolutely dismantled her by allowing her to shuck and jive. That's a horrible term because people are going to view that as a racist way. But it's got nothing to do with race. It's a song and dance to essentially not have to answer the question that if she does, she stands to lose half of her voters if she votes one way for a specific Supreme Court justice, or a group think of Supreme Court justices, hard left progressives, activists that want to essentially turn the Constitution on its head, get rid of all of the protective measures, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, due process, Fifth, Sixth Amendments. That's what they try to do to Kavanaugh. And that's what their Supreme Court judges want. That's who they would vote for. A whole bunch of Ninth Circuit Court judges from California. That's who they would want. But then again, they will lose the majority that is in the middle, that is saying, I don't like Trump. I like what he did with the economy. I just can't stand the man. Let me take another look at Biden. Holy cow, this guy's old. Holy cow, she is a weather vane. I don't like them either. And by answering the question, the election is over for the Democrats. The election is done for the Democrats. So, media, voters, people in our listening audience right now, hashtag answer the question. Will you pack the court? And who will your Supreme Court picks be? Got a lot more coming up here. The top of the hour, third and final hour. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio.